Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Herbert Calkins has a new experiment to try on Clark Kent. And unbeknown to the Man of Steel, he has enlisted the aid of none other than the girl reporter, Lois Lane.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know what happens to fellas and girls who take time to eat a solid sort of breakfast, the kind experts recommend? Well, watch them tick off every vacation day in the snappy mood that makes for a good time. And gang, do you know what's the nifty appetite tickler that looks so good you want to eat hearty come breakfast time? Why, it's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Yes, sir, those golden toasted flakes of sun-ripened whole wheat sure do give your appetite the old 1-2. And when you really dig in, Kellogg's Pep tastes just as slick as it looks. Smooth sunshine flavor, tender crispness, mighty terrific eating. One look at Pep's golden goodness, one taste of that knockout full wheat flavor, and you're all set to polish off every last spoonful in your bowl. And nothing could be smarter nowadays when it's not a good idea to waste cereal, because the cereal grains have been picked out to give that swell grain nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So latch on to Kellogg's Pep, gang. When Mom brings Pep home from the grocer's, make sure it's not wasted. Handle with care is the idea if you pour your own cereal, and eat up every bit you pour out. Tip off the rest of your family, too. Just remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Convinced after long and arduous research that Clark Kent is Superman, Herbert Calkins, one of Scotland Yard's most famous detectives, now retired, has come to America to prove it. Kent, shocked by the detective's bold accusation, narrowly escaped the first trap set for him by Calkins. But the English sleuth then enlisted the aid of Lois Lane in arranging another trap, which he confidently said would prove definitely that Superman and Kent were one and the same person. As we continue the next morning, Lois is in her office at the Daily Planet, reporting to Calkins by telephone. Listen.
It's all set, Mr. Calkins. I stopped at the Metropole.
Please don't mention names over the telephone, Miss Lane.
Oh, well, I stopped at the you-know-what on my way to the office, and I had a long talk with Mr. You-know-whom. It's in the bag.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, he said he'd cooperate with us.
Oh, I say, that's capital. By this evening, then, we shall have conclusive proof to confirm my claims.
And I'll have the scoop of the century. I still can't make myself believe it, but... Uh-oh, here he comes now. I'll have to hang up.
Right, all right. We'll meet at 5, then.
Jack, and thank you very much for calling, Mrs. Papopoulos. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning, Lois.
Morning.
Who's Mrs. Papopoulos?
Mrs. who?
Mrs. Papopoulos had a very masculine voice.
Really?
Yes.
And how would you know that, Clark?
How? Oh, why...
You came into the office when I was hanging up. You couldn't possibly have heard Mrs. Papopoulos.
Well...
Or has your association with Superman given you super hearing?
What do you mean by that?
Who, me? Oh, I don't mean anything. Or do I?
You're acting very strangely this morning, Lois.
I was just going to say the same thing about you, Clark. You seem so jittery. Is anything wrong?
Wrong?
Yes, wrong.
No, of course not. Oh. Everything's fine. Look, Mr. Calkins didn't happen to call up for me, did he?
How would I know? Why don't you ask the switchboard operator?
I did. She said no. But I thought since you met Mr. Calkins yesterday, he might have left a message with you.
Oh, I don't seem to remember any.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
All right, thanks. I'll see you later, Lois.
Would you like to leave a message in case Mr. Calkins does call while you're out?
No, thanks. I expect to be in my office all day.
Mm-hmm. He does seem worried. Can it be that Mr. Calkins is right? That Clark is Superman? I can hardly wait until this evening to find out.
Say, Mr. Kent, yeah? Have you seen Miss Lane this morning?
Well, yes, Jim, why?
Well, did she seem kind of, goofy to you?
Goofy?
Yeah, wacky, giddy. I think the heat's got her.
What makes you say that?
Well, she's been making the dopiest remarks all morning about you.
About me?
Uh-huh. Well, like just before, when I asked her if she'd seen you, she said, Oh, maybe he's up at the North Pole, cooling off.
Oh, she was probably just kidding, Jim.
Well, maybe, but before you got in this morning, a typewriter went in the blink. I called up the repair people for her, and they said they couldn't get another machine down for a couple of hours because the truck had already gone out. You know what she said to me then?
Oh, what?
She said, "Too bad Clark isn't here. He could bring me that typewriter in 2 seconds.
What?
That's what she said. And I said, "Who do you think Mr. Kent is, Superman?
Uh-huh. What did she say then?
Well, she just gave out with a silly little laugh. I tell you, the heat's got her, Mr. Kent.
Yes, or Mr. Calkins.
Mr. who?
A mutual friend. They must have had a talk about me, and I don't like this, Jim.
You don't like what?
Our British friend is dangerous enough alone. Too dangerous. Now with Lois to help him.
Help who? What British friend? What are you talking about?
I think a brief leave of absence is indicated.
Hey, has the heat got you, too?
Could be, Jim. The heat's on me, plenty. And I hate to run away, but I'll see you later, Jim.
Mr. Corkin?
Yes?
This is Lois Lane. Listen, I've got bad news for you. Clark Kent is going away.
Really? I see. Where's he going?
I don't know, but he just talked Mr. White into giving him a vacation. He said he needed a rest.
Oh, you can't let him go, Miss Lane.
How can I stop him?
Find a way. You're a bright young woman.
Well, that's an easy thing to say, but I don't know.
There must be a way, by Jove. Something about the newspaper, perhaps. A story.
Oh, wait a minute. I just thought of something that should work.
Good girl.
I've got to rush before he gets away. I'll call you back later. Bye.
I'm sorry, Kent, but I'll have to ask you to put off your vacation for a couple of days.
Why? What's wrong?
Lois just got a tip on a big story in Willow Falls. Has to rush right up there. She'll be gone in a day or two.
What?
Vacations have us short-handed right now, so I can't have you both out of the office at the same time. You understand.
Oh, yes, of course. Tell me, Chief, who gave her this tip?
Some friend of hers who lives up there, she said.
It's funny. It's first I hear of Lois having friends in Willow Falls.
So what? Do you know everything, Kent?
No, but it's just that this looks fishy to me.
What does?
Lois's sudden trip to Willow Falls. After the thing she said to Jim this morning.
Now, what's Jim got to do with it?
Oh, nothing. But I've got a hunch that Calkins has.
And now it's Calkins. And who's he?
Yes, I may be wrong. This could be on the level.
Will you please tell me what in thunder you're talking about?
What? Oh, sorry. Nothing, Chief. Nothing. I guess I'm just a little upset about delaying my vacation. But I'll stand by till Lois gets back, of course.
Oh, fine. Oh, by the way, Tony Sloan brought in a copy of the agreement the city made with the traction company. I want you to pick it up and deposit it in our safety vault tonight on your way home.
The what? Oh, yes, the vault. Sure. Okay, Chief.
Hey, you're not yourself, Kent. I guess you do need a vacation. I'll tell you what. You go home early. I'll go to the vault. No, I can't. I've got an appointment with our publisher.
Oh, don't worry about it, Chief. It's all right. I'll go to the vaults. See you tomorrow.
Worried as to what Herbert Calkins and Lois Lane may be up to, Kent returns to his desk. Meanwhile, Lois and Herbert Calkins are in the Metropolis Safety Vault Company's underground vaults, speaking to the husky uniformed guard.
Now, you know exactly what you're to do, my man.
Sure, you've told me fair 100 times, Mr. Calkins. So how could I be forgetting?
Very good. Now then, here's $100, lad.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And there'll be another 100 later if the job's done properly.
It'll be done to perfection, sir.
Look, it's 4:15. It's almost time, Mr. Corkin.
Righto. Come away then, Miss Lane. We'll be in the guard room at the end of the hall there, Murphy. Come to us as soon as it's done.
That I will, sir.
Now, Miss Lane, in a short time you'll see Clark Kent reveal himself as Superman.
Eagerly, Lois Lane accompanies Herbert Calkins to the guard's room at the end of the line of vaults. What is the ex-Scotland Yard detective's plan to reveal Clark Kent's identity as Superman? We'll know in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Now I'll flash you the latest rave in the breakfast department. It's this week's Pep Dish of the Week, a Pep Double Scoop. And confidentially, it's something you wouldn't want to miss for anything. On account of, it's terrific. Sure, just listen to how to make it. You pour your serving of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal, into your bowl. Scoop out a little hollow on each side and fill in with juicy red raspberries. Add milk and sugar and pitch right into your Pep Double Scoop. And will your spoon scoop up some smooth eating? Mm-mm. What those crisp, delicate flakes of Pep do for the red, ripe raspberries is something strictly special. And that's because Pep always comes through with its catchy golden sunshine flavor. So good, it always leaves you surprised you finished all there was in your bowl so soon. And you know, eating your dish clean is the smart thing to do these days. You don't want to waste one single bit of cereal, because whole wheat is one of the cereal grains picked out to go to fellas and girls around the world. So get hep to Pep. When Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocers, make sure it's not wasted. Handle with care is the idea. If you pour your own cereal, pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. Just remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Unaware that he is walking into a trap, Clark Kent has arrived at the Metropolis Safety Vault Company, carrying a briefcase containing important Daily Planet documents. Escorted by Mike Murphy, the guard, he is now approaching the Planet Vault, the huge round steel door of which stands open.
I don't seem to be asking any help to carry in that briefcase, will you now, Mr. Kent?
Hardly, Murphy. I'll just leave it in here.
And you'll be staying in there with it. Mr. Carkins, Miss Lane.
What happened, Murphy?
He's in there.
He is?
He is.
Yes. Sure, and I caught him neat as a fox in a trap, I did.
You did?
He just walked into the vault and bingo. I slammed the door, turned the dials, and there he'll stay until morning when the time clock opens the vault.
Until dawn? Until morning? Why, he'll smother to death.
Don't worry, Miss Lane. Here, Murphy.
But Mr. Carkins.
Here's the other 100 I promised you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, no one else will be coming into the vaults tonight, will they?
No, sir. I'll be closing up right now. I'll see you later.
Very good.
But, Mr. Calkins, Murphy said the vault can't be opened until morning. Clark will smother. You promised me he wouldn't be in any danger.
He won't be. The vault will be opened in 2 hours by the emergency squad.
Oh.
Unless Superman opens it before then.
You mean if Clark is Superman?
Exactly. If he gets out of that vault before we let him out, we'll know he's Superman. Since no other human being can break through 6 feet of solid steel.
Heavens, no. But suppose he doesn't choose to break out. Then we won't know any more than we do now.
Oh, yes, we will. No normal man, strong as he is, can retain consciousness in that airtight vault longer than 2 hours.
Oh?
So if Kent is still in the vault when it's opened but is not overcome, we'll know he's Superman.
Suppose he pretends to be overcome.
I'd arrange for a doctor to be here to make sure. Either way, Miss Lane, we win. At the end of 2 hours, we'll know for certain whether Kent is or is not Superman. And I'm wagering he is.
This is one trap, says Scotland Yard's ace detective, that Superman cannot escape. Is he right? Is the long-cherished and carefully guarded secret of Superman's double identity to be revealed at last? It certainly seems that way, despite Superman's own wits and great powers. Can you see any way for him to escape? Revealing his identity. Be sure to listen tomorrow to find out what happens. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, here's a winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right. Full of natural nut-sweet flavor, too. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition. Biscuits made to fit the bowl. And 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.